We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. It is 8:49 on this Wednesday morning. This police officer, I don't even know. Oh, in Ohio. Very creative. So there were at least 8 cars pulled over on this road, a county road, or it was on a country road, so not like in a city road. And so there were 8 cars pulled over with tire damage within a short amount of time. So this officer went, saw it. It was a big pothole. So he was creative in his thinking. He was thinking, how do I do this? Well, there was apparently a bunch of phone books lying on the side of the road. I don't know
just
why.
Randomly.
I don't know why there are phone books there, but whatever. I mean, that's a separate story, I guess, that we don't have answers to. So he took all those phone books and he put them in the pothole and he filled the pothole with the phone books so that cars, if they happened to go into it, then there would at least be
deep.
Some padding.
Yeah.
So, and then he put a cone there so people would be aware of it.
But wow.
It has since been patched. I wonder if they left the phone books in there for, you know, save on asphalt.
I hope not.
But just, you know, creative thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know whose phone books those were, but, and I wish I could have seen a picture of it, but I didn't find a picture online. I didn't search really, but there was no picture with this, so.
That's crazy. It was a big car-eating pothole on I-65 a couple of years ago, and it got us. It got a couple of other vehicles. I mean, it was pretty bad. I was with somebody. It wasn't my car, but yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
That was no bueno, my friends.
Should have had some phone books around.
Well, you know, the people I was with should have put a spare tire in their trunk, but they didn't.
We were talking earlier about the pothole in Ohio.
It was such a huge pothole. It was blowing out people's tires left
was.
And right.
And so the police officer there used phone books. And so very creative, did what he had to do to, you know, until they could fix it. Well, then not long after we talked about that earlier this morning,
we noticed brand new pothole.
I looked out front and on Dixie Highway out in front of the studio, I noticed there was a good size pothole. And I think that's different. Okay. So we didn't call anybody. We didn't talk about it.
No.
But the Kentucky Highway Department just drove up.
So they're doing patch repairs. Okay.
Yeah.
This isn't where they come in and chisel it out and then, you know, cut it with saws and then put in big patches. This is just a real quick repair.
Yeah.
Just to keep you from damaging your tires.
Right. So there's been all kinds of cars going over it. Well, this team, it was a dump truck. And then this is for the state. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they have a pickup truck with a light behind it that, you know, letting you know they're stopping. So we watched them as they did this. They took asphalt, shoveled it in these two spots, and then took a propane blowtorch and just... I've never seen that happen before. Those guys, that team had those two potholes filled and they're gone
in
two minutes.
It was literally the NASCAR of pothole filling.
It was impressive. That was super impressive. So good job.
Don't think they're not out there working because they are.
They are. They just do it so fast you may not notice
it. That's right.
We got a front row seat to that one.